Hey guys, Natalie here with another episode. So, I do not have internet right now. I used pretty much all my data for, well, a lot of it I used in Munich, where I was with my friend a week ago. And now I'm basically paying €3 for 250 megabyte, which is ridiculous. Well, I was on the phone with my mom and walking to the shopping center, and then I see the message, oh, you know, you used all your data, so we're gonna give you 250 megabyte for €3. I was like, fuck, are you kidding me, guys? Well, I'll have to pay the price. Anyway, if it was something else, I would be more upset. But talking with mom is important. And right now I'm going back home from the shopping center, and you know, there's music in my ears, obviously no internet, no way to kill the time, and this is a really weird feeling, you know, when you always can always get to it and check whatever and text what you're thinking to someone you want to text to, or you know, all of that. Or when you can't. Which is just, this was a long time ago. This was actually the deal. I never had internet when I was out of the house, you know. I only have it when I was at home. And now it seems like this insane thing when you cannot stay connected to people, to mindless scrolling the whole time and checking what other people are doing. I'm gonna, if you follow my Instagram, by the way, you know that I'm gonna do a 30-day challenge. It's gonna be Instagram detox challenge. So 30 days without Instagram, sorry. And I'm kind of excited about this. I can't wait. I'm just waiting on my order that I'm waiting for. But it's on Instagram, so the person that I put the order from, oh gosh, I'm actually swollen in words, I don't know what I'm saying. So the person is on Instagram, so I have to chat with her till she's done, and then I'm off Instagram for 30 days. I'm super excited, you know. And well, this wasn't the point. The point was, I actually wanted to talk about God in this episode, can you believe this? And I ended up talking about Instagram detox challenge. Anyway, I was walking and there's music in my ears. Of course not from Spotify or YouTube or whatnot, because I have no internet. No data on the phone. And there's this song on my phone, it's called How Great Is Our God with Chris Tomlin. It's this amazing, powerful song, and you absolutely have to watch the video. It's on YouTube. It's this How Great Is Our God World Edition, feat. Chris Tomlin. It's amazing. It makes me pretty much cry all the time, every time. And there's all these people who are singing in different languages about God, and it's quite powerful. And for a person, obviously, who believes in God, which I do. And you know, I was basically walking, thank God I have glasses on, so nobody can see my crying eyes. So I was basically crying, and I was like, you know, talking, and I was like, oh God, whatever you have planned for me. I was like, give me a hint. But then I was like, no, I'm grateful whatever you're planning for me, even if right now I feel like shit by now, but most of the time I feel good being the way I am, but I still have a lot to learn and a lot of things where I really need to grow as a person, and I asked him for help in that. And I also, yeah, I was like, I'm completely and irrevocably impatient by now. I used to be more patient when I was younger. But right now, I'm impatient to see what's next. I'm impatient to be with that, the one person, which I'm not ready for. But I'm impatient to know who it is. I'm impatient to know how my shop is going to do, which is, the shop isn't even open yet, you know, my online shop, but I'm impatient to know how it will do, if it's going to sell, if people will like it. Yeah, and all that. I am incredibly impatient and hurt in some ways, and I hurt myself, and well, and that's what I wanted to say to God. I wanted to say, give me a hint, you know, but I was like, whatever you plan, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything because my life doesn't suck as much probably as it sucks for other people. My life sucks only because I first probably do not put enough work into the sucky places, sucky parts of my life, or I didn't believe in myself. Well, I never did I? And I don't love myself. I don't see myself being actually the way I want myself to be. Well, I suck because a lot of my thoughts suck. So that's it, guys, because I'm trying to make my episodes shorter, but because they do better than the very long ones. So 6 minutes, 15 seconds, I hope that's gonna be okay. This has been Natalie in another episode of my podcast. Thank you for listening.